Wake Me Up. This is the Fully Charged Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Yo, 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 it is Graham and Andy in the house. Andy, hey. How we doing?
I am ecstatic, Graham, to be on the podcast this morning.
It's just me and you on the podcast this morning because Nathan's on his holidays. Producer Callum's away as well. So, me and you, how have you found the experience? I must say, you're an absolute delight to work with because sometimes you're just working with one other person. It'd be kind of annoying, but you know, it's...
Yeah, true. No, as you know, I always love coming in the early mornings. The only thing is, when I do a week, my body is so not used to the 5 a.m. starts that I go to bed at like 10. I don't get to sleep for like 2 hours.
Hey, you were saying you just lie there with your
for like
thoughts.
4 hours. Not even my thoughts. I'm just staring at the ceiling. And I'm like, can I just go to sleep now? I hear my whole family go to bed and I'm just lying there awake.
Do you think if you went to bed later, you would fall asleep earlier? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
well,
you go to bed at 10, you fall asleep at 12. Would you went to sleep at bed
that's
at 11?
That's what my mother says to me. But I'd kind of rather just be lying there resting.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But hey. It's all just part of it, you know.
Would you like to do the breakfast shift all the time? Or do you see yourself more as an evening radio? Because you present on Sundays.
I do.
And
you
are...
I do bits and bobs.
You do bits and bobs. You're covering next week on the Zoo Crew.
I am.
Is this becoming Monday?
It's this Wednesday coming.
Wednesday coming for how long?
Wednesday to Wednesday.
Wednesday to Wednesday. You're covering Laura. So it's Jazz and Andy. And let me tell you a story about Jazz and Andy. Jazz and Andy... are the Graham and Nathan 2.0. I remember years and years and years ago, and this is a true story. I don't know if I definitely told Jazz this, but you were in DCU and you were entered your show, Andy,
yes.
Jazz and Andy's pre-drinks, into the Hybrid Awards, which is the media awards in DCU. And me and Nathan were asked to judge the competition and pick the winner. Now, I wanted the first year to pick you guys because I heard you. I loved it. Mm. You did something to do with soaps. You were like, did something with soaps. You had the pre-drink.
Yeah, there's a lot of different bits.
There's lots of different bits. I wanted to pick you. Nathan wanted to pick the sports show.
Yeah, which is fair enough. I mean, it's quite. There's a lot of work that goes into that show. And it had to be that year.
My heart. It picked you guys.
You said this to me at the Christmas party.
Yeah,
I
said a lot of things to you at the Christmas party. Yeah. Yeah. You've come to me and said, yeah, you were eating the ear off myself and Jazz.
But not in a bad way.
No, the next day was probably one of the
Can
worst days
I tell
of
you though, because I was so determined to win that year, I came to Jazz and I was like, right, we're going to cut
the first year.
The second year.
The second year. So the first year, we gave it to the sports show.
Yeah, well, we
went with our heads and not our hearts.
Exactly. The second year I came to Jazz, I was like, right, we're going to cut all the silly bits. We're going to just focus on like having this many really good things. And we locked ourselves down in the DCFM studio at the time. And it was like a camp. It was like an editing camp.
Love
and I was
it.
Like, no parts. Because you're allowed to actually cuss on DCFM.
Yeah.
Because it's internet. I was like, all that is gone. I was like, this has to be something that like could play on an FM station if we needed it to. And he was like, yeah, fair enough.
I was so happy.
There you go.
It was so much better.
Yeah.
It was so much better.
Absolutely.
And it wasn't as wild. Now, I did like the wildness.
The wildness was raw. There was a certain raw
element to that. But you won. And then I'm so happy that this is going to be the first time next Wednesday for a week that you're going to be together on commercial radio. And I'm so excited to hear it, and I can't wait. Look, am I the one taking full credit for your career? 100%.
And I'll give it to you.
I am Louis Walsh to the Westlife. I'm Simon Cowell to Five, which you'll find out more about on the show, because we're going to be calling Nathan in London. He doesn't know who it is, though. We're going to be trying to get your Alexa to do things this morning. We got to get it wrong. We got Who's Your Neighbour. We talk about seagulls, and we actually don't do one of our segments that we do every single day in place for something else. Find out what in the podcast.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Nathan is off today. He is in London. But I want to do a little bit of a social experiment. You could be listening to us right now in the kitchen on a traditional radio. You could be in a car. Or you could be listening on the Spin 103.8 app. And if you are, we want you to either update it, or if you don't have it, download it, because now the Spin 103.8 app has more music, more podcasts, and more of the content you love, and it's all powered by Go Loud. Now, Go Loud is Alexa and Google Home enabled. So what I want to do this morning is, all the bosses in here want you to listen to Go Loud on your home device. So I'm going to try, at least try anyway, and enable your smart device this morning with Go Loud. So I got to learn your smart device the skill, and then we're going to try and get it to play it. And if it works, let me know on 087 711 1038. Because then after the show, I can go into my boss's office and say, I've just done this to hundreds and thousands of devices around Dublin. So I'm going to do it right now. Turn me nice and loud if I'm anywhere in a house beside one of your smart speakers, if I'm not already on it. And we're going to try it with the Alexa. So here we go. I think first, I've been told by the tech people, you got to learn the skill. So here we go. Alexa, enable the skill, go loud. And then we wait a minute. And then enable skill. Alexa, play Spin 1038 on Go Loud. And now, if that works, if that has worked, I will get such brownie points after the show in the boss's office. So let us know on 087 711 1038 via text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. Did that work this morning, and should I be getting a pay rise on the show? Don't think it worked because we got Karen on the line. Karen, tell us what happened.
I think you're saying it a bit slow because when you said skill, it picked up what skill do you want to learn or what skill do you want to know. So you might need to say it a bit quicker.
So when I said go loud, it was like talking over me when I did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn it. So it definitely didn't work. Okay, I'm going to have to do it again. But Karen,
a bit slower.
A bit slower, a bit faster.
A bit quicker.
I was too slow. That's the thing. I was really nervous that I wasn't going to do it right. And then I messed it up by doing that. Karen, thanks very much for letting me know. Bye-bye.
No butter.
So here we go. I'm either actually helping somebody out this morning or really messing up their Alexa. So if I am, I really apologise. But we're going to go for once more. And then that'll be the end of the social experiment for the morning. So here we go. Alexa, enable the skill, go loud. Alexa, play Spin 1038 on Go Loud. Now, if that doesn't work, and if the boss isn't happy with that, I completely just give up.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Spin 1038 at 7:35 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Post Malone and Goodbyes. He will be in Dublin next week playing the RDS. And the last time he was here, I believe he went to TGI Fridays and was wandering around St. Stephen's Green with his Crocs on. Weather-wise today, it is a wet, dark start to the day. It will be getting better in the afternoon, though, thankfully, with highs of a kind of mild 22 degrees. This is the Showbiz Shootout. We do it every single morning. We're two Democratic cowboys walking hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, both bringing a showbiz news story. And at the end of it, we decide who has the better one. Nathan is off today. Producer Callum is off today. So I'm absolutely delighted to be joined by producer Andy today.
I couldn't be more honoured to be here, Graham.
Andy, I told you before the show, you have big, big, not shoes to fill, cowboy boots to fill. Nathan always brings a very, very weird story. So I don't want to say there's pressure on you to bring us a genius showbiz news story, but there's a lot of pressure, my cowboy.
I mean, I did put a lot of focus, more focus on the story today than the leather, because I didn't want to get distracted by bringing my cheap leather in.
Of course. But so. Can I just say... I'm very impressed with the leather you're wearing.
Thanks very
much. No worries.
It's not my best leather, but it's some okay leather.
Okay, let's go.
Right, so I was on the way in the taxi this morning, and I heard a band that I hadn't heard in quite a while.
ABBA.
No, it was Five.
Love Five.
So I decided I'd find a story about Five, go a little bit extra the way Nathan likes to do. So Five have basically hit out at their old boss, Simon Cowell, you might know him.
Yeah, I think I do.
For spending their cash on his looks or cosmetics.
All right.
So they claim that most of their fortune has gone on his sparkling teeth and his Botox.
Yeah, Simon Cowell looks a little bit strange lately. They kind of do pictures side by side of Simon 10 years ago and Simon now. And he actually looked better 10 years ago.
Yeah, but you'd think all the stress from the X Factor would have gotten to him, but he needs to look after himself because he's a very busy man. So three of the band are about to set out on their Boys Are Back tour, and member Sean Conlon has said, I see my money on the telly every time I turn it on. It's Simon Cowell's teeth just dazzling in my eyes. I paid for them.
Very nice. Well, look, I have been seeing, I think went to DIT and their, what's it called, the end of year ball, and I saw three members of Five and two members of S Club 7. It was one of the best nights of my life.
They're just piecing together old groups
of
now,
course, yeah,
putting
them
out on stage. Right, so I was kind of having to think, and Nathan usually does go a little bit extra with this,
yeah.
So how can I take this to the next level?
Of course.
So what would Simon have spent Five's money on that obviously wasn't cosmetics?
Yeah.
He loves cars.
Yeah.
He owns a Ferrari.
Okay.
Owns a Rolls Royce Phantom. There's pride and joy. But another thing he might have spent a lot of money on. Angel Delight and fish fingers.
He likes fish fingers.
Yeah, so he's very wealthy man.
Yeah.
Obviously, he can afford the most expensive restaurants, but loves the foods that his mother used to make for him when he was younger. And I like to think he eats them together.
Andy, thank you very much for that story. I'm going to stick with another big pop duo / trio. It is Camel Fat. Remember this one?
Yes.
Well, they have revealed in an interview over in Ibiza that Calvin Harris, fellow DJ, has a secret WhatsApp group where he organises five-a-sides for the world's biggest stars in Ibiza. And apparently, former One Direction member Louis Tomlinson is part of this. Now, he organised the games, but he doesn't reveal the location until the very last minute because he doesn't want to get out where they're playing football. And apparently, they do it every single Wednesday. Now, what I want to know is, these five-a-sides, who actually pays for it? Does somebody at the end go around and collect the 3 and 4 euro, or does Calvin Harris look after it all? And because he doesn't reveal the locations, could they end up in UCD or Loughlinstown one Wednesday night and playing five-a-side and just you hoof the ball over to the other pitch and there's Calvin Harris standing there going, yeah, yeah, don't be throwing the ball over here. Very bad Calvin Harris accent.
Could Calvin Harris afford to rent a UCD five-a-side pitch now that he's not the highest paid DJ in the world?
I know, the chain smokers coming in on his turf now as the highest paid. Andy, as stand-in cowboy this morning, you get the win, my friend.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
It is the game Gotta Get It Wrong, where we put 1 minute on the clock and all you gotta do is get the questions wrong. Nathan's off today, so I'll be asking the questions, I'll be playing the buzzers, I'll be doing the lot. Gigant is on top of the leaderboard currently, but let's see, can Mark knock her off? Mark, what's the plan for today?
Not much, just going to work, finished up my holidays tonight, so just going to work.
You're back off your holidays or your last day before holidays?
The last day before holidays, finished up today.
And where are you heading?
Gonna go camping.
Camping?
Yep.
Unreal. Down the countryside, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, one of them. You know, one of them camping districts. You know, like the pitch your tents and light your fire, all that kind of gear.
Jeez, you're like a Bear Grylls.
I'm telling you.
I love it. Now, don't be doing what Bear Grylls does in the wild. Now, I'm sure there'll be a water source very close to you.
Hopefully.
Well, listen to this, Mark. Okay, you're on to play. Got to get it wrong this morning. Jaginta is on top of the leaderboard with the score of 17. So, if you get 18 or more this morning, you'll win 100 euro. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, this is what's going to happen. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Nathan is off today, so Mark, it is just me and you.
Perfect.
All right. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely, yeah.
Here we go. For 100 euro, how do you spell cat?
C-O-T.
What rhymes with bat?
Nose.
Name an animal without a tail.
Donkey.
Do your best Phil Mitchell impression.
How are you, lad?
Do your best Harry Redknapp impression.
Morning.
What gender is Donald Trump?
Female.
What's 76 minus 3?
79.
16 plus 23 is 38. True or false?
True.
Sing a Michael Bublé song.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
What is Ed Sheeran's job?
Santa.
What does a bricklayer lay?
Hot.
A sauna is hot, true or false?
False.
Name an Irish rugby player.
Dan James.
What's the French word for hello?
Hola.
Do your best Australian accent.
Oh, what?
What job did Enda Kenny used to have?
President.
Name a yellow fruit.
Pink grapefruit.
Name a red vegetable.
Banana.
Okay, you are just out of time. How do you think you did, Mark?
Not too bad. Could have been better. Could have had the faster, but you look.
Okay. So you came on. You had to beat Jaginta, who got 17, so you had to get 18 or more. And I can tell you this morning, Mark, you got 17. Oh, so close. You were just one away. Unfortunately, you don't go top of the leaderboard. But Mark, thank you so much for coming on and have a great time on your holiday camping down the country. Bye-bye.
No problem, Todd.
So big congratulations to Jaginta.
who got the €100 with the score of 17. And if you want to register nice and early to get in next week, then text or WhatsApp us the word wrong and your details to 087 711 1038.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Nathan's on his holidays today, but you may remember last week we were talking about a gentleman that went up to Nathan and asked him, here, can you talk about this topic on the radio? I want to know how much I have to give to a couple who are getting married if I'm going to a wedding by myself. We figured it out, and then we got talking about what topics you would like us to talk about on the show. We essentially were getting you to do our job for us, which is great. We kind of get you to do that every single morning, to be fair. Some of the topics you wanted us to talk about. What's the best way to eat a Twix? Great question. Another one. That's my favourite one. How do bus drivers go to the toilet when they're on their shift? And another one, the classic, how do you get a fig in a fig roll? But we've Sean on the line. Sean, you were chatting to us last week. What was your one again?
I was just looking to know why you never see seagulls in trees, but you always see other types of birds in trees.
That is very true. You see seagulls a lot lately. Have you been attacked by a seagull any time recently?
I haven't myself, but I've seen a few dogs now. I've been nipped, you know, so probably stay away from them.
And I saw a video a couple of weeks ago of a seagull walking into a shop, stealing a packet of crisps and leaving straight out without paying for it. They are everywhere right now, bar in trees. So, Sean, your question is that you want us to find out, why do seagulls never be in trees? It's a great question, and Sean, hopefully in a couple of minutes we'll have the answer for you. Thanks very much for that, Sean.
Probably.
So, now we have it. How come you never see seagulls in trees? If you got an answer for us, we're getting to the topics you want us to discuss. These are the important things we're talking about this morning. You can get us on 087 711 1038. Text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note. Let's help out Sean and the Fully Charged community this morning, and mainly myself because Nathan's on his holidays. Why don't you see seagulls in trees? Gavin's on the line. You reckon you got the answer to this?
Because it's called seagulls, not treegulls.
Because they're called seagulls, not treagulls. It's an interesting answer. And you know, maybe that is the correct answer to our conundrum this morning.
It is, yeah.
So you're confident it's because they're seagulls, not treagulls?
Yeah, I've done a bit of research into them.
Okay, and years of research?
Four.
4 years of research. Have you done an undergrad in it, have you?
Yeah.
Perfect. Certainly. So we have to take you as fact is because they're called seagulls, not treagulls. Gavin, yeah. Do you know what? It's definitely an answer. Is it correct? We don't know, but you're definitely backing yourself this morning. Thanks very much, Gavin. It's an interesting one, but we have April as well on the line. April, you have an answer for us. Why do you never see seagulls in trees?
The seagull's feet are webbed. So I think that whatever way their feet are webbed, they can't kind of hold on to tree branches. So
okay.
That's why they're not in trees.
Because like a classic crow now would have more of a claw and he'd be able to wrap it around a branch. But a seagull, pearl web feet, he'd probably just slip straight off.
Their webbed feet, yeah.
April.
So they can't sit in trees. Yeah.
Did you know this or did you just kind of just go, of course?
No, I kind of thought of it and then I had to Google it just to make sure before I text in.
April, you're a star. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And it's not just April this morning that's getting us on that. Jeremy also says they have web feet, not claws, so can't hold on to branches. And Rob says their web feet are brilliant for water birds for swimming or walking along the sand, but not good for landing in trees. They don't do gripping very well. So topic one that you suggested, Sean suggested, we have now sorted it out. Seagulls do not land in trees. Because it's got big, dirty web feet.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Who's your neighbor? Tell me who's your neighbor.
Nathan's off. It's a big game for me this morning. I'm flying solo. And Shauna's on the line. Are you aware of the game?
I am aware of the game. Yeah, I know Nathan. I know he annoys you the whole time. So you're proving a point. You want to get it right without him.
Oh my God. Like, I don't know if you hear it the odd Friday, but he starts oohing and he starts panicking and starts shouting and he ruins my flow. So this morning, I just want to prove that I can do this by myself and I don't need him. So on Monday, when he comes back in, I can gloat to him. So Shauna, let's have a game of Who's Your Neighbour. I'm going to put 1 minute on the clock. I'm going to ask you as many questions as I can, to which the answers will be yes or no. At the end of the minute, I'll put all my information together and hopefully guess your neighbour. If I get it right, it will be the greatest victory of my life in Who's Your Neighbour. But if I get it wrong, I'll never live it down and you'll win a night out in IMC Cinema around Dublin. That all clear?
Okay, perfect.
Okay, Shauna, let's do this together. 1 minute right. On the clock. Is your neighbour a man?
He is.
Is your neighbour over 30?
No.
Is your neighbour into sports?
No.
Is your neighbour into politics?
No.
Is your neighbour from Dublin?
No.
Is your neighbour into music?
Yes.
Is your neighbour a solo singer?
No.
Is your neighbour still singing?
No.
Was your neighbour...
Well, actually, go back to that one, kind of. He would be a background singer.
He'd be a background singer?
Yeah.
Okay, so has your neighbour had a hit in the charts?
Oh, yes, I'd say so, yes.
And your neighbour's under 30?
Yeah.
Is your neighbour part of a band?
Yes.
Is your neighbour part of Westlife?
No.
Is your neighbour part of One Direction?
Oh.
Is your neighbour part of the Coronas?
No.
Is your neighbour part of Key West? Is your neighbour part of an Irish band?
Yes.
You two?
No.
Are they still going today?
Yes.
Are they still in the charts today?
I'm not 100% sure. I'd say they're there somewhere. They are well known. They're new enough.
Oh, God. Putting 30 seconds on the clock, Sean, I can put you on hold. Information I have, kind of a background singer. They're new enough. He's under 30. I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. Oh, my God. Andy, do you want to help me out here?
You can speak up.
Wild Youth.
Wild Youth.
Could be Wild Youth. Connor Dunham. It could be.
Academic.
Yes! It could be. Okay. Which one, though? Which one? I think you could be right. I'm going to go with Craig from Academic. No, Matt.
I don't know
Matt,
name.
Matt. I'm going with Matt. Okay. Shauna, is your neighbour... I'm going Craig. Craig from the Academic.
No! Your other guest. You should have said Matthew.
No!
Matthew and Stephen live down the road from my house.
Oh, my God. They were on the show a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I went to school with all four of them, actually, in Rochford Bridge. I do know all four of them, but Matthew and Stephen live nearest me, and then Craig, and then Dean lives the furthest away.
Because they're brothers, aren't they?
Yeah. Craig is also my neighbour, but Matthew lives closest.
No. It's not who's your closest neighbour. It's who's your neighbour. So
yeah,
Craig,
but when I was... Craig is my neighbour, but when you rang me and I was picking one of them, I had Matthew in my head.
But I knew that already. I was picking Craig because he's your other neighbour.
Right, okay. Do you know what?
We both win.
I will give you the win.
Well, Shauna gives me the win. That's all that matters. Shauna, you came on. You had a famous neighbour. It was the whole lot of the Academic, bar Dean, because he lives a little bit further away. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All this week, we've been giving you the chance to win €150 daily. It's thanks to Nui and their high-quality indulgent ice cream. And not just that, everybody who comes on and wins the €150 goes in the draw to come on an urban adventure with myself, Nathan, and the Spin team, because next Tuesday we're going Zorb footballing. It's basically 5-on-5, but with a difference. We're all going to be inside a massive bubble running against each other, and I'm not saying that I want you to directly run at Nathan. I'm not saying that because he's not here. But let's just say his shoulder is very susceptible to dislocating. He's already done it 3 times in the past, twice at Five-A-Side and once at a Gavin James concert. Who knows? It could happen again. Zorb footballing. So if you want to enter this competition this morning, all you have to do is tell us which one of these famous landmarks is newer, basically the newest. Is it A, the Molly Malone statue, or is it B, Christ the Redeemer statue in Brazil? So text or WhatsApp which one you think is newer to 087 711 1038 and you could be winning that €150 this morning and going in the draw to come Zorb footballing with us, 5v5, 5 spin versus 5 your team. The winner will be picked on Monday for that and we'll be going on Tuesday. And we have Nicola on the line. Nicola, how are you?
Not too bad, how are you?
I'm great. What's the plan for the weekend?
Mine and kids.
Do I hear them in the background there?
Oh yeah, I've got my nieces and my nephews and everything. They all stayed over last night, so.
Okay. What's their names? Give them a shout out on the radio.
We have Zoe, AJ, Maria, and then Aaron, April, and Tia.
Oh my, and are you by yourself, Nicola?
Well, the husband's just about to go to work. So
okay,
yeah.
So you will be by yourself. Your hands are
I
full.
I will be.
So you could do maybe with €150.
Oh, I could do, yeah. Especially with the kids going back to school and stuff. I'm absolutely smashed.
Well, exactly. Well, hopefully we can sort you out now. It's very simple. All you're going to do is tell us which one of these landmarks is newer. Is it A, Molly Malone, or is it B, Christ the Redeemer?
Is it Molly Malone?
Do you know what? It is Molly Malone, built in 1988, and Christ the Redeemer was 1931. Nicola, congratulations. You have just won €150, and you go in the draw for that urban adventure. Nicola, now I wish you the best of luck with the rest of the day looking after all the kids.
Thanks a million. I wish myself luck too.
See you later, Nicola. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And it's just myself in today because Nathan is currently over in London visiting one of our college friends. Now, originally the plan was we were going to go over to London on Friday after the show and celebrate his birthday, which is happening this weekend. But out of the blue, Nathan decided that he was going to book a day earlier than me, go over with his friend Mark, and now I have to go over by myself and do the show by myself. So I've had word from our college friend whose house he's staying in that he's currently sleeping on the couch after, let's just say, a late night last night. So let's try something. I want you listening right now to call Nathan and wish him a happy birthday. You'll essentially be waking him up and singing happy birthday down the phone line. How we'll do it is, you contact the show if you want to get involved by texting or WhatsApping the words Nathan and your details to 087 711 1038. Then I'll ring Nathan's phone off the system here. I'll put the two of you together and he won't know what's going on, especially because Nathan doesn't have the numbers for any of the spin phone lines in here, so he won't know who it's from. You just start singing happy birthday or whatever you want to say to Nathan. Wake him up, he'll be dazed and confused, and hopefully that'll teach him for booking his flight a day earlier than me. So again, if you want to get involved this morning and talk to Nathan in London, text or WhatsApp us the word Nathan right now, and we're going to do that next. Okay, Nathan is on his holidays. He is currently in London visiting our mutual friend. We originally planned to go today after the show because it's his birthday this weekend, but he decided very late to change his plans and go the day earlier. Now, I'm aware that he is currently sleeping on a couch in our friend's house in London. I'm heading over after the show, but I've been on to my friend to say, is he still asleep? And she says, yes, he is. So my plan now is to hook one of you up to Nathan via our desk here and wake Nathan up with a special call. I've got you on the desk and then I'm going to call Nathan. And we've Craig on the line. Craig, are you going to wish him a happy birthday or are you going to get a bit creative?
I want to be creative.
Okay, perfect. So listen to this, Craig. He is currently lying on a couch in London. So it's over to you. I'm going to put his phone number in the system and hopefully this works. Fingers crossed.
Well, what's his name again, Nathan?
Yes, Nathan, all right.
I don't say anything about the show.
Oh, yeah, and say nothing about the show. Just say,
No, I won't. Yeah. If you ask who I am, I'll tie him along.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Yo, Nato, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Nathan.
Hello.
Hello. You don't recognize the voice, no?
No.
Sure, I was with you last Friday.
Who?
I was with you last Friday. We had a few beers. Now you know who I am.
Oh no, he lost him. He's gone. He's gone. Oh wow. Okay, we have mass confusion now, which I think was the aim of this call altogether. You certainly were creative, Craig. It was brilliant. Craig, thank you very much for taking part this morning. Absolute gentleman. Hilarious. Bye bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And about this time every single morning we do a thing called Choose the News. Nathan chooses the news, but he's not here. He's currently lying on a couch in London at our college friend's house. We were supposed to go over to London for his birthday after the show today. I'm joining him later on, but he decided to change the plan himself and go a day earlier. So a couple of minutes ago I got Fully Charged listener Craig to come on and essentially give Nathan a happy birthday message and ring Nathan unannounced. This is what he said to Nathan.
Yo, Nato, it's your birthday, it's your birthday, it's your birthday. Happy birthday, Nathan.
Hello.
Nathan was very, very confused. So then I have my little spy over in London, our college friend Deborah. She's secretly recording Nathan after the call, and he seems very confused and very panicked. If you can hear Nathan in the background, he's a little scared.
Call back. Can I call back?
What do you mean you're blocking it?
Blocking
a call, Louise. Block a number. Just find out who it is.
You have no access. It scared me. No, I had a voice on. Yeah.
What?
It's creepy. Who is that man?
Who is that man is what he wanted to find out. He's very scared. He wanted to block the number. I can tell you, he's actually blocked Spin 1038's number. I tried to ring him back on the number that we rang him on, and he has his own station blocked because he doesn't even know the number to his own station. So I've hooked up my own phone, and let's ring Nathan now to kind of explain what's going on. Maybe scare him a little bit more.
Hello?
Hey, Nathan, it's your birthday.
Oh, God. I didn't like that at all. I blocked the caller.
I know you did. And Deborah's been secretly recording. Like... Deborah's been secretly recording you as well in the sitting room.
What?
We heard everything, your conversation post-call as well.
What? Deborah!
I think that you need to do an apology to Fully Charged listener Craig, who took time out of his morning to wish you a happy birthday, and you just hung up on the poor man.
Well, first of all, does Craig exist? Because it sounded like you.
No, it was actually Craig. Craig came on board this morning to help with a little bit of a social experiment to see, could we actually call you from this desk and have someone else on the line? And the answer is yes.
Craig, thanks very much. Maybe going forward, Craig, kind of say who you are and say like your background and everything.
Perfect.
But I appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Nice one.
Enjoy the TV as the
app. I just like to know a little bit.
Thank you very much, Nathan. See you later. Bye bye.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 1038.